It's Ray. Hi, how are you? I know it's been forever. Full disclaimer, I just have a lot of personal stuff going on, as per usual, and I'm working on trying to get better at it. Trying to get the help I need and things like that. So yeah, hopefully things work out for me. And how have you guys been? Well, I guess I'll start with the whole, whatever the hell happened last night at the Oscars. Just a quick note, because I know it's wrestling Twitter's been going off about it, saying if it was real, if it was fake, and I've watched it from multiple angles. The different ones of the actual uncensored version that's been going around overseas, where Will Smith actually does say, "Keep your wife's name out of my fucking, or have your fucking mouth," or whatever it was. And then I saw slow-mo version of the slap, and I don't think it was staged, but when the slow-mo one that happened, you saw Chris Rock kind of like, oh, like he was braced for it, because I guess he's just like, oh shit, this guy's actually really gonna do this. But best no sell in history, I think. He just got open palm slapped, and Nikon just took it and just went, wow, okay. He didn't act like he just. I don't even. It was fantastic how he just didn't sell it. He didn't act a certain way. He didn't throw himself on the ground. He didn't scream or carry on. He just took it and just was just like, wow, all right, that happened. But the thing that's weird is you saw the clips of Will Smith and Jada, and he was laughing at the joke at first, and then she just clapped, and then she stopped clapping and laughing and had that look of, oh, fuck him. So I'm thinking she must have leaned in and said something to him, then he just stormed up there and did what he had to do, I guess. It was weird. That was a weird moment. Then he ended up winning the best Oscar anyway at the end of the night, which I thought was kind of But yeah, I don't know where that what the joke was. I get Nick showed Alopecia, or whatever, however you pronounce it. I probably butchered it, and I understand that she has that, and it's probably like a really, it is a very like it hurts your, I guess, your ego and stuff, and your how you view yourself, because you're losing a patch of your hair, and you're one of the top Hollywood, celebrity couples or whatever. Then you are, you lose your hair and stuff. So I understand that. I totally get that. But at the same token, it's Chris Rock makes jokes. That's his thing. He's a comedian. He makes jokes. And it's where do you did he know prior? That's the thing I want to know. Because I don't follow their lives too much, so I don't know if she was open about it and talked about it, and he kind of just made the joke anyway, or if it's one of those things where, because she did have almost like a bald head at the Oscars, her head was shaved down. So I don't know if he just said, "Oh, look at," thinking, looking at her head, and be like, "Oh yeah, G.I. Jane too," because that was the joke. He's like, "Oh wait, can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2 this summer." So I don't know if there's some kind of personal issue going on between the two either. It seemed like Will was laughing, or just doing that polite laugh, that's fake celebrity laugh at oh, let me laugh at everything this guy's saying, So I don't know. It was weird. Very weird. And some people are like, oh, first, on wrestling Twitter, they were just saying, oh, that's staged. And actually, when they're watching the slow-mos and the different angles, they're like, oh shit, that wasn't staged at all. Because it was so out of character, out of pocket for Will Smith there. Because he's usually known as the nicest guy around, this, that, and the third. So it's one of those things where it's like, it just didn't seem normal. It didn't seem right. It just didn't. You expected somebody I don't know, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, a Russell Crowe type character, or Mel Gibson, or even a Colin Farrell, guys who are known to be have a history of, like, I don't want to say history of being violent, but just a history of, fuck it, yeah, history of being violent, you know, or just being very abrasive. And, shit, I would expect out of The Rock, out of all the, like, you know, Dwayne Johnson, I expect that, you know. But there's a picture of the crowd reaction. You see Dwayne sitting there, just had this face of, like, what the fuck am I looking at? That's all, you know, everybody else had the same face, too. He just had this look of, what is going on? Like, I guess people thought it was staged at first, but then when he was sitting there screaming at himself from the audience, you're just like, oh, no, that's not fake. You know, that's not staged. Because that's what everybody's saying. Oh, it's staged, staged. It's like, I don't think it'd be staged if he was still talking that shit from the audience. Like, you know, you think he would, like, you know, still stand on stage and say it or something, or, like, make something else, or even ask for a microphone or whatever to still talk that shit, but, or whatever. But, no, he still kept talking. He still kept yelling at him when he was sitting down. So it's kind of like, oh. But, yeah, so that's nuts, right? So, on to the next thing. WrestleMania is a week, a little less than a week away. Not particularly excited. You know, I'm looking at the matches. I'm like, I don't care about these matches. Roman versus Lesnar, you know, that's, it doesn't bother me, surprisingly. That's a match that does not bother me. You know, it's, I'm like, all right. You know, they face each other several times. It's not going to, it doesn't bother me. It's what it is. The other matches, I don't really care about. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee at the same time here. It's very rude. Flair versus Ronda, don't give a shit. You know, Ronda's a freaking turf. And just, like, a general garbage human being. So, I really don't care for her. You know, I'll try to, be as as constructive and whatever as I can. But I just, right off the bat, I'm like, ugh. Flair, I don't care for, you know, as a match, I don't want any part of, like, I don't care, who wins, you know, like, let them, like, the match has been ridiculous, you know, just the way they've been promoting it, and the way that's been turned into, like, I don't know, it's just, Ronda just comes out weird, like, as usual, like, the best opponent for Ronda is Becky. You know, she's, like, because Becky always called her on her acting weird and all the stupid shit that Ronda does. Becky always was the first one to call her out, but she did it in a way where it was, like, you got invested in it, you know? Flair, I'm just tired of it, you know? I'm just tired of the Flair thing, you know? It's just whatever, like, yeah, she's great, but she's not the best, you know? Like, her moonsault's stiff as shit. And full disclosure here, I respect everybody who laces up their boots and goes out there. You know, like, you're more better, obviously better at it than I am. I've taken bumps in the ring. That shit hurts. I totally respect anybody. But I'm coming from a fan perspective here. So we get to talk that shit. And I, you know, her moonsault sucks. There, I said it. It's too stiff and the landing's hard. Like, it's not. Like, Io Shirai, her moonsault's fucking beautiful. You know, like, I've seen so many people do, like, perfect moonsault. Hers is just stiff. It's just weird. I don't like it. But, and it's just funny because of, like, how much of a whack job her father's being lately. You think, like, she'd be, like, not have the title anymore. So I guess that nepotism thing's really not relevant anymore. What else? Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville. Again, don't care. Like, that should just be a blow-off match on SmackDown or even the pre-show. Like, nobody really gives a shit. And you know you're going to get something out of Knoxville. You know you're going to get something out of Zayn. But it's not like, oh my God, I got to see this. You know? But, Zayn and Knoxville, they're just gonna do the thing. You're gonna get a ridiculous spot out of Johnny, several maybe. Maybe you'll see more jackass guys pop in. You're gonna see shenanigans. It's gonna be an entertaining match, but it's not something that's like, holy shit, I gotta w spend hours of my life waiting for this match. The Mysterios versus Logan Paul and Miz, do not give a fuck. Cannot stand Logan Paul. I'm actually pissed. I have like the NWO version of WWE 2K22, and I am like so not looking forward to getting that DLC of Machine Gun Kelly and Logan Paul because I think they're totally just crap. Like I'm like, oh God, why? Like no reason to have Logan Paul on there. I like how they just shoehorn people in like that. Like the Knoxville Zayn thing, I kind of get it. It's been a story that's been going on for like, God, since what, January now? Not that that's been the longest storyline ever, but it's been going on for a while, and the Miz and Logan Paul thing kind of got shoehorned in there because everybody expected it was going to be Cody. That was going to be the Miz, and that didn't happen. It was Logan Paul, and everyone's like, God damn it. But the thing is, Logan Paul just gets that cheap heat. That's what they want. They want that cheap heat, and it's not even so much the good kind of heat. It's more like the get off my fucking screen heat. That go away heat, get off my screen. I don't want to see you. Get out. That's why they boom. But it's kind of like, oh, he's getting a reaction. So, let's keep putting this, let's keep getting this, bringing this guy in. Stop it. Stop booing him. Don't boo him. Give him crickets. Just give him crickets. Maybe they'll wise up to that then. The women's tag match. That's a clusterfuck. I'm trying not to be negative. I'm trying not to be negative. The women's match is going to be, Carmella and Zelina are going to probably break up or whatever and lose the titles to somebody. And I like Zelina a lot. Carmella is another story, but I really like Zelina a lot. She's great. I think she's, how she stood her ground. They essentially chicaned her. And then she came back anyway. And then, I've always liked her. I liked her. Because she doesn't take anybody's shit. Then you have Natty and Shayna Baszler, which is like, that's a. I don't hate the matchup, like that tag map. I don't hate that duo at all. It's just so random and like you didn't kind of expect it. It's kind of like they felt like they couldn't sell the tag match based on. Who they had. They couldn't. It felt like they were just like. They made the match. It was. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I'm trying to look. It's not terrible. That's right, Sasha and Naomi. So, it's like they couldn't sell the matchup between those. Sasha, Naomi, and Zelina and Carmella. It's just like, you got to throw in. Natty and Baszler, and then Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. It's like, all right. It's like, why? Like it's cool, I guess. It gives women that screen time. Gives them more time to do their thing, especially like someone like a Liv Morgan. But Rhea Ripley, she was like, God, was she facing for the belt last year? I think she was facing for the women's belt last year. I think it was. The Raw Championship? I can't remember. How terrible is that? My memory's so bad. But now she's like, I don't know. It just seems like they just slapped it together and be like, here's a match, And I like a good tag match, so, hopefully they do a good job. That's all I can say. Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. I like Pat. The dude's, he's like, I love him on commentary. I love watching when Shinsuke comes out and he gets all hyped up and he starts doing his shit on the table and just gets fucking wild. Like, that's what I miss. I miss those kind of commentators. Like, Michael Cole's been, I know he's been a mainstay, but like, I never really cared for the dude. Like, he never bothered me. He never like irritated me. It was like, he never got annoying, but it was like, it got to a point where it's just like, he didn't have that personality, like, like a Jim Ross has, or Jerry Lawler, the duo of those two. And same thing with like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, like even Jesse Ventura or Vince McMahon when he was on commentary. Like, he just, I don't know, he's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just, he never did much for me. But I like Pat, and, I loved his work in NXT with Adam Cole. That was great. Not big on Austin Theory, from the, I don't know if, what happened with those allegations. I guess they weren't concrete, but it was just enough for me to be like, ugh. There was enough allegations against him that made me kind of, like, pause on him. And that dude's got a weird fucking face. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. It's just his face annoys me. You ever see that? You see, like a celebrity or somebody just on TV who's just like, I like that guy's face. Why? I don't know. It just annoys me. It's like that. What else? You got the RK Bro versus Street Profits and Alpha Academy. Like, that's another, like, it's cool that they have a bunch of tag matches. I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying the tag matches. But that seems to be, actually, there's several. There's 4 tag matches over the both nights, which is crazy, It's great, because I heard that Vince never liked tag teams. So that was some of the best matches. Like in the 80s and 90s, it was like, you had the Bulldogs, you had you had Demolition, you had Legion of Doom, you had all these guys that were great, So, like, the tag division has been kind of lately, so it's good that they're finally getting their time. But I think the RK-Bro thing is gonna, I hope it keeps going, but I don't see it lasting too much longer. And here's why. It seems like Roman's going to win. It's just like one of those things to establish his pure dominance as head of the table that does end third. I think it's getting a little tiring now because, like, how many guys has he has to go through? And it just, and the way his feuds have been working, it doesn't help the other guy. When Cesaro faced him, people were fucking hot for it. Like, Cesaro was white fucking hot for that during that feud. I was invested in it. I was rooting for him. I was like, maybe Cesaro will win. The guy was there for, like 12 years or something like that, before he finally he didn't resign. And I was like, maybe they're going to give this guy his time to shine. Even if he's just a placeholder champ, just give him that time. Just give him that belt. Just let him give that one time. That didn't happen. And then what happened to him after that? He just got didn't do much. He beat Seth clean at Mania last year. All these big moments, and it kind of just, like, pfft. I think Shinsuke had a brief feud with him, and again, that went nowhere. I mean, I'm getting coffee over myself. Him and Boogs, they're great. I love their shtick. I think it's gonna last forever now, because eventually it's gonna get tiring. And Rick, is probably like, all right, let me start doing my thing now. That guy's a fucking maniac with lifting, and he's a brick shit house. Like, he doesn't look it. But then you see him actually lifting on, I think he does YouTube videos and Twitter and stuff. And you see him lifting, and then you see him in the ring. You're like, Jesus, this guy's a monster. He just hides it well. Like anybody else that's faced Roman has just, it hasn't done anything for their career. I'll say that much. It just felt like people were just getting fed to him just to establish that title reign. And that sucks. That really does suck. So, say he beats Lesnar, back to my original point. Say he beats Lesnar, which seems to be the most likely scenario. And he has the title belts, the unified title belts, so he can go to both brands. Now he has the guys to pick from Raw to face. How I see it playing out with, like, the RK-Bro thing, is say, Either Roman makes an open challenge saying like anybody wants to try to eat at my table, step up or whatever, that kind of thing. And RK Bro are watching it from the back, sideways as they do, off to the side, which is the weirdest way to watch TV. And they sit there and think about it, and then Randy's like, "Hey man, you've been great. I'm actually gonna say this, you're like one of my best friends. I never say that about anybody. I didn't." He's just explaining to him that how he doesn't have that urge to go to that place that they talk about when he's around Riddle. He feels calm and actually at peace, and he's actually having fun for the first time in his life, But that being said, he thinks that they should just like part ways for the time being. They're still friends, but as a tag team, they need to part ways so he can focus on trying to win that unified championship, because he just needs to have that accolade, because he's a Viper, he needs to have that accolade, And then Riddle's like, "Yeah, man, sure, that's cool." He's like, "Maybe I can, maybe I could be the unified champion, and then maybe you can face me or something like that, And then, Orton's like, "Yeah, sure, kid, whatever, that's cool, but don't get too ahead of yourself." He'll say something slick, something like that. And then you see that switch over in Riddle, and then he drops Orton with an RKO. Like he turns into the Viper essentially, because if you think about it, he's been under Randy's tutelage for so long, and he idolizes Randy, and he does like the moves and all that other stuff. And when Orton was out for a while, he was doing all the moves that Orton does, like to a T. So I think it's going to be one of those things where Riddle's like, "You created this monster." He's like, "You made me into you," essentially. And so, like, I think a heel turn by Riddle would be great, because he can do that. He can come in, all happy-go-lucky stoner type thing, kicking off his sandals and stuff, and then just like in the middle of the match, he just does that shift. And I could see him going to that dark place like Randy does. Like I could see him doing that. And I know they were kind of trying to do that with Damian Priest, where they kind of made before I guess they fully turned heel, where he was kind of like, he came out all night, like all cool and calm, collective, and then he like would snap and then lose his match to DQ because he's beating the shit out of people, or whatever. It didn't really work for me because I felt that Priest just naturally has that heel look about him, or even that tweener look. With Riddle, you're like, "Oh, look at this happy-go-lucky dude. What's up with him? He looks, he's just happy to be here. He's on his little scooter, little flip-flops and all." And then he just does that fucking shift. I think a person would be great, but then what can happen is, like, say Orton gets the title match with Roman, Riddle costs him the match, so like, then officially breaks them up and it starts a feud. Again, I'm an armchair booker, and that's what I do. Sometimes my ideas are great. Sometimes I feel that sometimes my ideas are great, and some are total shit. Sometimes I can actually like predict what's gonna happen. So it's kind of like I've watched so much fucking wrestling in my life. It's like when I could predict what happens, it's kind of like, why am I sitting here? Just pay me. But I watch Mania. It's been a part of my life. I don't know. Maybe I'll be surprised. But the last few Raws and SmackDowns I tried to watch, and it's just so hard to get through. AEW just because their pacing is so fucking breakneck speed, like you just blow through those 2 hours and you're like, "Holy shit, it's over already," because this is how fast they go. They just go boom, 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 boom. The only thing with like Raw and SmackDown is they do a lot of recaps and everybody bitches about the recaps, but and I heard this on Busted Open, I kind of agree with it. They make sure you know the important storylines going forward, I know they recap like the high spots or whatever, the spot fest stuff, but when it comes to say like Hangman and let's go back, like Hangman versus Adam Cole, like they need to recap. They need to have recap that more. They need to like explain that Elevation and Dark have their own storylines that kind of cross over into Dynamite, because not everybody watches YouTube, especially like the older wrestling fans are not really hip on it, so to speak. Explain that being the Elite kind of further storylines or whatever, or even shows character the wrestlers out of character. I think the announcers really need to like establish that kind of thing. But anyway, but their pacing's just like so fucking. They need to slow down a little bit. But like I said, it's just you watch it, you're just like, holy shit, it's done. But again, I hope that Mania is good. You know, I'll try to do like a. I would like to try to do like a live reaction type thing. I don't know how I'd go about that, but I would like to do like a, or maybe just a breakdown of stuff as I'm watching it. Because I really want to keep this channel going, because I've had it for so long now, I'm just kind of like, all right, just got to do something with this, because I ain't got much going for me. So yeah. Again, this one's like pretty sloppy, because I'm sitting here waiting to go to work, and I'm very like, like not fully awake. So if you were listening to this, thank you. You know, I enjoy. I hope you enjoy it. So till next time.